It's time for today's daily devotional. I hope that you'll continue to pray for Broadway and friends. Of course, Jerry talked to us a little bit yesterday about his prayer request and his needs for Bertha. And I did ask him when I emailed him yesterday to let him know that we were all praying for him, if he would keep us updated, and I'm sure he will, rather through the show or even their Facebook page. So be sure to be on the lookout for that and continue to pray for his Bert. Actually, that is Daphne's person that's been in her life, and of course, very, very close to both of them. So they are hoping and praying for a miracle and God's will. So as we kick off this week's Love Out Loud, and I let Jerry kick it off yesterday. So today, technically today would be day two. We're going to talk about love beginning with God and love for us. Scripture comes from 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. You know, before we can ever start loving others out loud, we must first recognize the source of love itself, God. And you know, love is not something that we manufacture on our own. It's something that is poured into us by our Creator. So every act of kindness, every patient word, every selfless deed flows from an awareness that God loved us first. And the truth about it is that God's love is unconditional. He doesn't love us more when we succeed or even less when we fail, although sometimes it feels like that, doesn't it? It feels like when we fail that people lose touch with us, but not with God. He loves us just the same. He simply loves fully and freely and forever. And when that truth takes root into our hearts, it overflows into the way that we treat other people. So loving out loud starts with being filled up by his love. So when you know that you are loved, you no longer need to strive for the approval or to compete for worth. Instead, you just freely give what you've already received. It's super simple. Think about it. It's like a cup placed under a flowing fountain. As that cup fills up, the water naturally spills over it, right? And that's what God's love does in our lives. When we allow him to fill us with his love, it spills over. It spills over into the relationships that we have at home, at work, how we treat strangers, in our everyday life, every second of the day. Parents understand this deeply as well, because when you think about it, when children grow up and they move out, that love that we poured into them when they were younger feels so tender, doesn't it? And of course, I'm going through this right now. It feels tender. Sometimes it feels a little painful, but we want to hold on, yet we know that they have to go out and experience the world for themselves. And you know as well as I know that sometimes this world we live in isn't gentle. It will push back on you. It wounds you. It disappoints you. But just like God does for us, we as parents, we stand ready to love our babies, right? To refill their hearts when they're empty and to remind them of who they are and whose they are. That's how we love out loud. So if your cup is empty, there's nothing to pour out. But when it's full, it's overflowing. We're more aware of God's love. The more we can love others out loud, even when it hurts, even when it costs us. Questions to think about today. Do I truly believe that God loves me unconditionally? You know he does. And where in my life am I running on empty and need to be refilled by his love? Think on it today as we go to you in prayer today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for loving us first. Teach us to rest in the truth that nothing can separate us from your love. Fill us up so completely with your spirit that your love overflows into our words, our actions, and our relationships. And give us tender strength to love those closest to us, even when that love stretches our heart. And even when our children or our family or our friends are bruised by the world, let us just be a safe place that reflects your unconditional love. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The weather's getting warmer and the summer country.